where the news never stops. LBC News.
10 to 9 now on Sunday, the 8th of March. This International Women's Day, LBC News has been hearing from a group of women with premenstrual dysphoric disorder, or PMDD. They've started a new campaign to highlight the condition, which affects about 1 in 20 women and has no cure. It comes after LBC News exclusively revealed women were having hysterectomies to relieve their symptoms. Our reporter Poppy Lindsay brought us that story and has now been speaking to those behind the new campaign. And a warning, you might find some of the content of this report distressing.
It's like someone's poured boiling water into my veins and I can't stop it.
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder, often referred to as PMDD, is a chronic health condition causing severe emotional and physical symptoms the week before a woman's period. These can include dramatic mood swings, suicidal thoughts, and uncontrollable anger, affecting 1 in 20 women's lives every single month. The new Faces of PMDD campaign spotlights the real people behind the diagnosis, sharing photographs and personal stories from individuals living with the condition. Organisers say the goal is to humanise PMDD, challenge misconceptions, and highlight the often invisible struggles faced by those affected. Savannah is one of the sufferers who took part.
I tell myself, it'll pass, you know, when you just think logically, it'll pass, it happens every month, blah, 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 but it feels like this huge ball of intensity. It's not so much just like, you know, being a bit shirty before my period. It feels like your whole entire character is changing.
Each photograph shows a face split in two. One of a smiling, confident, glowing woman. The other of a woman sobbing, numb, appearing to be experiencing a mental health crisis. The portraits are striking and help to highlight the switch between phases of a woman's cycle. In her contribution to the piece, Savannah wrote about her experience of having PMDD. She says she gets thoughts of being unloved, unattractive and unwanted, and thoughts of not wanting to be here anymore, feeling unable to exist.
This isn't normal. It's not normal to feel suicidal. It's not normal to feel this level of rage. It feels like a switch. It feels like me going from this really naturally chilled person to just thinking, I don't want to be here.
Megan also took part in the campaign and says the impact of PMDD can be devastating.
Once I had my daughter and my cycles came back, it was like an explosion. So it was like just so much worse than what it was before. So I didn't think it could get worse.
Statistics gathered by women's health company Evelyn, who have headed up the campaign, show it takes 12 years on average to get a diagnosis of PMDD. This can isolate sufferers from people close to them, with neither party understanding the intense symptoms. Megan says she hadn't told her family about what she was going through until taking part in the campaign.
I sent my mum the picture as soon as it came out, and then she rang and she was like, oh my goodness, is this really what you're going through? She was like, why have you not actually sat down and explained this? Looking at the pictures, my God.
The activists behind the campaign are now calling on other women suffering with the condition to share their stories online using the hashtag FacesOfPMDD. These images are a call for recognition and a reminder that women living with PMDD continue to fight for adequate healthcare.
Just because you struggle with something, so whether it's, you know, endometriosis, PCOS, PMDD, it doesn't change who you are. You just need the extra support. And I think we all just need to give ourselves more grace in that as well.
Now, if you've been affected by issues in this report, you can talk to the Samaritans on 116123. That's 116123.